morning. Anybody on this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Shar.
How are you?
All right. Got to go to work pretty soon, but I'm fine. I do have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Question for you. The director at camp when we were working at our work and play camp, I mentioned she gave me a box of tofu, and I was talking about the brownies, but she wouldn't have access to the body balance. What does she need to substitute for that, or for that?
You know, I would just use a tablespoon or two of flour.
Okay.
Extra, that would, you know, probably maybe even a tablespoon. I mean, even though it's more than that.
Yeah.
A couple, because I'm thinking, what did we put in there? We put in 3 scoops.
Yeah.
I would use a couple of tablespoons of flour as well.
Because they do sometimes have kids during the summer that are vegetarian or whatever, so.
Yeah, or actually she could use any protein powder. I would suggest that she not get the, let's explain to her why we've got a different formulation than that.
Well, she just asked me to send her the recipe, so I just thought, well, I could just tell her to substitute or just, you know, substitute in the recipe rather than just putting it in there, so.
Right. Yeah, no, great. The reason I was saying that, you know, if you just wrote a little note,
yeah.
It's just a nice in for later.
Right, yeah.
In conversation, you know, more than anything, because it's not going to make any difference, really, except to the protein content in there, a little more food value.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking that, but most of them don't have tofu in it, which gives you a good, you know, food value anyway, so not for brownies. Oh, yeah, no.
It just gives her an option for dessert for the kids that can't eat regular dessert, so.
Right, and, you know, and if they're, of course, if they're gluten-free on top of it, because she's going to get that, too, you could even put a side note that she could substitute the flour for just a gluten-free flour, which is pretty readily available if they, you know, it's going to go more and more that way.
Right.
From year to year, and we know what is happening with the acknowledgement of these problems in the diet. And so, you know, it would be easy to catch your attention on that too.
I say you've got that note on the recipe. I think the one that I've got.
Oh, okay. Okay, the last one. Yeah, I think I did too. So, well, I'm working off of a
has arrived
envelope that's on the back of an envelope.
Yeah.
Good morning. Somebody else just joined us, too.
It's me.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Halfway to the beach.
Are you going north or south?
We're coming north. We went as far south as today in Redding and, Redding and outside of Klamath Falls, and then came on over partway and checked into hotel here, and so I'm sitting in the lobby while Denny's sleeping, of course.
You don't have your motorhome?
No, we came in the bug.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that we'll ever do that again. It's like we go from one extreme to the other. How big can we get? How small can we get? it's not my idea of traveling. But, you know, we had a minimal amount of stuff we had to take down to the beach house. You know, like a new aquaport for the water, safe water, and things like that. And so we packed in at about 25 minutes before we were leaving. Then he said, I don't think I can get the rest of this in. I think I better go get the van. The motor coach was not in any condition to be traveling. So I said, nope, I'm going to start eliminating. I don't care what it is. If I spent this much time narrowing it down, I don't want to go and violate the whole thing that I was trying to accomplish. So anyway, not too much out of the garden, a very small cooler case.
It reminds me of my mother when she was deciding what size pan to put the leftovers in, or what size container to put the leftovers in. My father would just sit there and roll his eyes because it would end up like maybe the third one was the right size.
You know, after 60 years, you'd think he'd come up with the right size. I still don't think
I had a terrible time on that 2-week trip to the West Coast getting everything I wanted into my Mercury Grand Marquis. And that's got a big tub for a trunk, but still, I'm so used to taking the motor home that, that was a struggle, too.
We got to ride in, again, we've been in several of them, because several of the leaders have it, have them, the Grand, the Prius, not Grand, but the Prius.
Yeah.
And Ron and Lynn just picked up their new one, and I love that little car. And she looked at ours, and she looked at theirs, and she goes, you can get a whole lot more in the Prius than you can in that Bug. Well, I'm really partial to the Bug. I mean, I've really enjoyed it for where we live, the mountain terrain and all that. And, but, you know, if it stays in the family and it goes to my granddaughter, like the contract she wrote when she was 8 years old to take over and make payments on it to us when she was 15, I won't mind too much, you know. But it's just, it's kind of funny. We've had one, you know, what, about 3 times in our marriage. And, I should say counting before I was married. And so then he's watching for the new model coming out that will be hybrid next year.
Mm.
But a little different style, so we'll see. I don't know. But we got something else on the agenda that we've talked about, too. So I got to get a new life cycle made. How many of you got a current life cycle?
Now mine's a few years old.
Okay, is still a lot of things to be yet accomplished?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good, because mine was pretty well expended as far as, you know, either they were accomplishments or we changed our mind on them, so I definitely need to put together a new one. How about you, Nancy?
Nope.
Nope. Not a current one, you mean, or?
Not at all.
Okay.
I got tickled when we did the last one. I put a bigger motor home on mine, and my husband put a smaller one.
You're both on the same page.
We'll see who wins out, huh?
You're right.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah. So all I've got with me is my favorite recipes that I grabbed off of the easel before I left, which I'm not sure what ones are here that I haven't talked about. Oh, and what did I do? I wrote down Denny's reunion, 50th reunion dinner at the DoubleTree, and because it was so good. Let's see what was in that I figured out. It was a phyllo-covered artichoke.
Are artichokes always so salty?
No. They shouldn't be salty at all. It's just the brine that they've been... You're talking about a marinated artichoke, probably.
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever... I'm not talking about fresh, obviously. But I don't know that I've ever bought or used it here. But I've had it, like, put into salads, and I find them extremely salty.
Yeah, that's the... They're using the marinated artichokes, and they're in a brine.
Okay.
Usually more oil and salt. I object to the amount of oil that they've usually got them in. But this was a fresh one, artichoke heart. And then they had a rice on the side, topped with rice on the side, which was a combination of wild and long grain and cranberries in it. I've got that noted. And then with red pepper strips.
For
and,
color.
Yeah, for color and, just to give that little bit of sweetness.
Uh-huh.
And then they served it with lightly steamed broccoli. And there was a very lightly seasoned tomato sauce mixed in with that also. Some people were complaining that the broccoli didn't taste like it was cooked, and I'm going, oh my gosh, it cooked perfectly.
They're like it might have
said. Yeah, I didn't say a word.
Yeah.
I gave a lot away out of my refrigerator. Has anybody made the broccoli Waldorf salad lately?
No.
That's a good reminder. I really like that, and it goes over really great for other people.
So what was your main entree at this thing?
Oh, that was it. Well,
really?
We were on the vegetarian menu. Yeah, that was
okay.
Dinner. For us, and then there was the side of the because the phyllo wrapped artichoke heart presented itself very nicely, big puffy, you know, in the center of the plate, and the rice around it, and then the broccoli. So it was a really good size serving.
So you had a choice for vegetarian. That's great.
Right. Yes. We did both times. Well, actually, the second time was a huge buffet, and there was more that we could eat than that we couldn't. The only thing I think that I didn't was a little bit of cheese dip and the meat, just the sliced meat that they were slicing.
Uh-huh.
Everything else was total
wow.
Grain or vegetable, and I was quite amazed about that. But then the girl that was eating
has arrived.
A gal that was very active in my reunion has a fitness business. I
didn't
know exactly what it's comprised of, and she looked like the athlete of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not. I mean, I was absolutely amazed when I saw her. But she had the last time, too,
mm-hmm.
on the Donna Lafayette. Redhead, freckled. I don't think she's ever been married, to my knowledge. And just, you know, Miss Fitness.
My tenfold,
oh my gosh.
I have a question. When Mindy was here last night, I had made a new recipe that actually we liked with rice and mango and red pepper and black beans. And I wanted her to taste it, and she refused. She said, what you had last week went right through me. It was last week I had quinoa. I would think that would be mine.
What?
I know.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine. When those kinds of things happen that dramatically, this was Mindy?
Yeah, but she has colitis, remember?
I was going to say, yeah. I that's what I was asking. You know, I would just say that was a huge coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, something was flared up. Now, maybe because of the tiny grain.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just can't imagine.
I know, it just seems so mild to me, too.
That is such a soft grain.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I don't think it is being seeded. It's got that little bit of, well, you know, you might look up the fiber content on it and see if it's much higher than some of the others.
Yeah, that's another.
You know, that could be.
I don't think I've made it before, so that was, you know, her experience with it, and I don't know if she's ever had it before.
Yeah, it just might. There might be a higher level of fiber in there. That what did I do? Zip up my ends in my purse? How dumb! I don't know where I put them. I got two in my lap on the sofa here. I can't believe it. Jeannie, good morning.
Good morning. I was looking on a box of my quinoa here. I was going to see how much fiber it has.
Oh, good idea.
And you think of rice to bind you, so. Would quinoa be the other? I don't know.
I don't know. Let's see. Well, gee, I can't read this.
But, you know, brown rice, and that's good fiber, too, so I don't.
But also, if you have diarrhea, they tell you to eat rice.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, because it's glutinous, and it, you know, it sticks together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
Okay, it has, there's a, on the side of this box, this is a box of Ancient Harvest is the brand, quinoa. Oh, this is pasta. quinoa pasta.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, it could still indicate the fiber content if anybody knows the relatives within it.
It's got a whole, on the side panel, it has a comparison.
Oh.
Where it's got water, protein, fat, carb, fiber, and ash. And it compares barley, buckwheat, corn, millet, oats, quinoa, rice, rye, and wheat.
Compare the rice to the quinoa.
And the rice, fiber-wise, oh, my goodness, says 0.9, and quinoa, 3.5.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, 10.6, wow.
5 times more.
So, yeah.
Wow. Maybe that's what it was.
Five times more or three times?
Four times.
Four times, yeah, closer to 4 times.
9, well, 1 to 3.5.
3.5.
Well, 4 times 9 is 30. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, close enough.
Yeah, 4 times 9 is 36, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah,
I don't know that she had that much. I don't remember. I don't watch anyone.
New Jersey.
Is her colitis pretty severe?
She gets bouts.
Okay, up and down.
Mhm.
Okay.
My mom had colitis.
Ed?
Growing up, yeah. All,
oh, really?
All her childhood. I remember her telling me that they told her to eat six bananas. But I don't know about that. Bananas are fiber, too.
I had an aha moment, actually, when I was talking to Mindy on Friday about, you know, I didn't mean to, but it somehow came out. Because I decided I'm not going to talk to my kids about food anymore. It doesn't do any good anyway. But I was talking to her about, you know, what we put in our mouth, da-da-da-da. And I said, you know, the body is resilient. It wants to be healthy, da-da-da-da-da. I said, you know, if people, and I don't even know where this came from, just spurted out my mouth. If people treated their cars the way they treat their bodies, their cars wouldn't last longer than 2 years.
True.
Really, when you think about it.
Yes.
Yeah, if people abuse their cars, like what, and it, the idea was, you know, we abuse it with so many things for so many years and expect it to carry us till old age without any problems.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I was just thinking in the direction of what Denny's not doing to follow the doctor's instructions from Parkview. And, you know, I want to say something,
mm-hmm.
but I've said it enough times that it's not going to make any difference, I'm sure, until maybe he sees some more negative results from it. There's one is just not adhering to the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, choicefully not adhering to any of it. And especially in the evening, he told him, he said, go out, the best thing you could possibly do would be go walk after you eat for your, you know, for your sleep and things like that. And definitely no caffeine. Well, he's back on the coffee again, you know, on way more than a cup of tea, you know, if you were going to limit it. You know, and can't expect the results, you know.
And yet there was something on TV yesterday about the five things that coffee is good for. But Denny is so active during the day anyway, Char.
But like, what?
He's so active during the day anyway that I can see.
As in active?
Sleep.
Active as in?
I mean, he does physical activity all day.
Well,
but the
yes
walk,
and no. An awful lot of the days are walking between pieces of equipment, and he does not walk a pace that gets anything near a heart rate up.
Okay.
It's about two-thirds of my pace, you know, and I'm not trying to be negative on what, but he's always seen that as his activity level.
So he's not really doing a lot of physical labor.
There's exceptions.
Okay.
There are exceptions, you know, where he'll be jumping up and down.
Mary Lou has arrived.
But, you know, in my book, if there was just 30 minutes a day,
even 20.
Something. Huh?
Even 20.
Even 20. You're right. Even 20. That was a straight stretch that would, you know, give, because the spurts can be, you know, 1 minute maybe or two.
Right. 1 minute.
At a time.
Yes.
But anyway, that's my observation of it. I would like to see it happen just to see the difference.
Well, have you considered offering to go for a walk with him after dinner?
Oh, yeah. No, I asked him to.
Uh-huh.
I don't offer because I need to.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work either. It's about choices. You know, we're down to the same thing again. It is about choices.
There was something on, I think it was Dr. Phil last week that I was watching. He had an anorexic on who weighed 70 pounds. He was 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a family come back where they had a daughter. They have a daughter who's also anorexic who went into rehab and left rehab after I don't know how long, but the family of the one that came back, the mother, smart-looking woman, and she, you know, he asked her if she, the hardest question ever, and she said, I know, you're going to ask me if I'm ready to lose her, and she was the one who said to me directly that she had separated her daughter from the disease. And it was like an aha moment for me because you can't live your children's or your husband's lives. We wouldn't want somebody constantly hovering over us, telling us, babbling all the time about what we're doing.
Right.
And
right.
It was like,
I agree.
It's time to back off and let my family live their lives the way they choose.
if I can influence them, fine, by what I do, by occasionally saying something or whatever, but I have to let them live their lives.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to bury a child because of obesity when I know that it could be reversed. But we all make choices.
Yes, you are so right.
Oh, darn.
Uh-huh, and remind me of that, please, as we go through.
As we all need it.
I know.
My oldest son lives on cigarettes and coffee.
Oh, my.
Skinny. Has a lot of problems, but, you know, can't make him stop smoking and can't make him eat, so.
Yes, you certainly can't.
I mean, you know, what went through my mind immediately, where have we gone wrong? We haven't.
No.
But we, you know, once you're an adult, you make your own choices.
No, and you know, when you see the difference that it's made in people's lives, and of course, we are so inundated with the information, the amounts of information now that are available as people are open to looking at it. We just had a person yesterday tell us, you know what? I'm not going to try anything else. He says, I'm just going to sign up for surgery. Oh, I really don't mind going through the surgery. He says, I like to play golf and I like to play tennis. And he says, I'll go through the surgery and not even think twice about it. No, I'm not open to looking at, you know, anything else.
What kind of surgery?
And on his hand, a ganglion cyst. And we've had that totally disappear. I mean, totally disappear. With our products, I gave him the story, and this is an attorney, so he's not
an easy.
Huh?
They want quick and easy.
Yeah. He says, no, I'll just let it go as bad. He says, I went over and had an injection, and it's tolerable. I mean, it's sore and it hurts, but you know, I can live with it. And I'll go keep having injections until they don't do any good anymore, and then he says, I'll sign up for surgery, and I go. Yeah, we both walked out of there. I mean, it's hard to say anything after that, you know. Well, you know, except that's your choice.
Right.
I mean, really, you know, there wasn't much of anything else we could say. Wife had just gone through shoulder surgery, and it was she was getting released to go back to work today probably. So, you know, I mean, such is life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we never get them, but it's just another time we offered the product, and there was no, no interest, and kind of wished we hadn't. I mean, they had actually used just the wrist bracelet, and I had said to him at the beginning, I said, you know, I'm not sure this is, you're going to see a result because of the severity of what you're dealing with, and it's such a small, you know, amount, item-wise, you know, I would have gone for a super mini and a wrap, or something like that. I mean, even the mini in a wrap. But we just didn't have it with us at the time. And so that was, you know, the only thing. He goes, yeah, I'll put it on. He wore it a few days, and, you know, that was the end of it. He says, no, I can't say that I saw anything. So, you know, it's a done deal.
We've got a guy. Our son
go ahead.
Class that's got a rotator cuff problem with his shoulder. And he was going to have surgery on it, and they said, no, they couldn't do surgery on it. So what would you recommend for something like that? What would be the best?
Well, I would be putting the Super Mini on and doing, if you're using the Power Mag for one.
What about the RAM?
On it. Pardon?
What about the
or
RAM?
The RAM. The RAM, yeah, you could do the RAM on it, too. I haven't experimented enough with that, but it should be even more powerful than the Super Mini by right. So, and if you put the flat side down, it takes on quite easily. And I'll tell you my really trick thing for cleaning it was because I had adhesive tape. I think I probably had taped both sides down at one point. And I just used a little bit of WD-40 on it, squirted it, and then let it set for about 5 minutes and rubbed it with a piece of cotton on both sides, and it looked like a brand new piece of merchandise, not a speck on it. And I know it was nothing that would eat the material.
Yeah.
Was the best part of it. So came out really, really nice and simple. You know, it took no rubbing at all, just wiping it off with all and rinsing it.
Yeah.
And I like it because it's totally encased, you know, and very sanitary also.
Would the Kinko Wave help?
I think that would be the other thing. And I totally forget about that. The only reason I hesitate in using it is because it's not available.
Well, I mean,
and the fact that I forget, even on myself.
I still have one new one on hand, so.
Oh, okay.
I would have one available if that works. So.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Excellent. Yeah, you know, one of our first testimonies was when Mary Jane was in Humans Being More with a young man that was had a rotator cuff injury, and they had scheduled him for surgery, and ex-wife came along and said, use this. And after, if I'm recalling correctly, it was 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, he canceled the surgery, and on the day that he was scheduled to have the surgery, he was bench pressing, I can't remember how many pounds, but a large amount, which he had not done any of weight while he was dealing with the rotator cuff, and that's what they diagnosed him with. So, you know, when they say it could never, ever heal or go back to where it was without surgery, we've heard that far too many times, you know, with results. And at that time, all we had were, you know, the magnets, and that was the promo pads, and basically that was it. And the Meg boy, you know. So, yeah. They still work the same way they always did on the human body.
Just recently stuck some power patches around the rotator cuff. One in the front, one in the back, and that's helped. But it's not a, I don't think it was a torn or it wasn't that bad, but it was the beginning stages of a problem. Mine bother me from time to time when I'm working and lifting stuff.
Even the elastomag shoulder wrap helps.
Yeah.
And there is a shoulder wrap also.
Yeah.
You know, that could be used, the elastomag shoulder wrap. So
I don't have one in hand, so.
Yeah, I don't either at this point. Mine was of the vintage that got very, very hard, and I think we let someone just have it that could utilize it at the time.
Now, that's what mine is that way, too, so. I got tickled. I gave my youngest son was complaining one time about his back, and I had an old back belt that was really cracked up and bad, and so I gave that to him. And he and his brother-in-law are still using the thing. It's a stretched out. It doesn't hardly stay on them, but they both use that when they're doing gym floors and stuff. His brother-in-law works for a company that strips and cleans gym or redoes gym floors. They won't either one of them break down and buy a new one.
Well, they definitely have recognized the value of it, haven't they?
They have worn it to death.
Oh my gosh, it'd be fun. Anybody else have anything that happened over the weekend?
I was watching, I think it was the doctors from maybe Friday or Thursday last night, and the beginning portion was about food colorings. And Travis, the ER doc, was so almost the point of being livid of the FDA allowing these ingredients in our food. And they've been proven relationship between like food colorings and ADHD. And like, what is wrong with the FDA that they are allowing them to put these things in our food?
You know, when you and the other side of that is when you think about it, when they can use natural ingredients like beets,
mm-hmm.
carrots,
mm-hmm.
I mean, carrots give a very strong color. Just a concentrated carrot powder for Pete's sakes. What is so difficult about that compared to, you know, using a chemical that affects the body?
Well, then Lisa, the OBGYN, brought up, well, what about these, like, was it smooth protein drinks that you drink? And he said, I used to drink, he said, until I discovered what was in them. Because she's the one who always is willing to give leeway that, you know, a little bit won't hurt you. and you can have a candy bar, whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. She has a sweet tooth, and she drinks a lot of, she used to drink a lot of soda. I think she's cut back. But he said, I don't, I mean, he takes care of his body, and it looks like
yeah,
it.
You can tell that.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he said, I don't drink anymore. I do not drink protein drinks at all anymore.
Yeah. I just, well, you know, they're so rare. And, you know, again, in comparison to eating real food, I mean, I supplement into the smoothie some of our body balance. I like the flavor and I like the sweetness of it, you know. But that's totally different than what the public is seeing as a protein drink. So, trying to replace real food, and then when they go off of it, they go right back to the way they were.
But, you know, he's expecting the FDA to protect us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
No.
Not in our lifetime, that's for sure.
It's refreshing to hear him trying to instill healthier information to people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. Oh, I'm looking at all these great recipes like the chickpea mock tuna salad and the Waldorf broccoli. And, of course, we just have veggie benedict because we do that all the time. But, little bit of sauce left over. Some of these I won't even think of touching. I just grabbed the whole stack. German potato salad. Got lots of potatoes with us in the garden. You know, the things that... here's an easy cottage cheese that I haven't tried.
I'm going to say, I could use something. My husband, was wishing for cottage cheese to eat with his fruit last night.
Let me give it to you now. Ouch. It's got 2/3 of a cup of vegan mayonnaise. I like veggies. That's probably not, unless you cut it in half and just try the small batch.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound acceptable to me, so I'll probably look for another one before I make it.
No, I was going to say, I pulled some off the internet one time, but I haven't tried them, so.
Yeah, this does start with a 12-ounce package of soaking tofu. But still, 2/3 of a cup of vegan mayonnaise. You might be able to cut it right in half, and, you know, 1/3 of a cup would be an overload to me, but might be something I'd try. It's got onion powder, garlic powder, salt, nutritional yeast, only 1 teaspoon, and 1 teaspoon of dried dill. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about the dill. I'm going to eat it with fruit.
Oh, well, it's probably mild enough that it wouldn't not seed, just go weed. That amount, I'm sorry.
He put dill weed in everything, so.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. I'm just thinking that with that amount of tofu, you're going to need something to give it some flavor. Yeah, and the teaspoon of nutritional yeast, a teaspoon of each nutritional yeast and dill. It's not that much. The 2 teaspoons of onion powder and 1 of garlic powder is definitely going to give some pizzazz to it.
How much onion? Would you read down the recipe for us?
Yeah, sure, I will. Okay, sure. And if somebody does get to it before I do, a 12-ounce carton, or it says 11.5 ounce, so I rounded up. 12-ounce carton of soaking tofu, firm soaking tofu. And then 2/3 of a cup, which I cut to 1/3 of a cup of mayonnaise, 2 teaspoons of onion powder, and 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, I cut that down too, 1 teaspoon of nutritional yeast, and 1 teaspoon of dried dill. Often I increase the nutritional yeast, too, especially when you're trying to accomplish a cheese flavor. And it just says crumble the tofu into a bowl until it's the texture of cottage cheese curds. Mix in the other ingredients, adding more vegan eggs or some water if necessary. I cut it back. And then spray sprinkle with dill if desired, or garnish with fresh herbs. So chilled and dry. I've got a whole book. I've got that cheese book, which has some superb sounding recipes, and I was going to compare what they had in there, but I don't have it with me. So I will do that. But the chickpea spreads, we seem to like those a lot, even for an open-faced sandwich.
Like a hummus.
Yes, yeah. Except they're chunkier.
Okay.
At least that's the way I make it. I don't make it as smooth.
Mm-hmm.
My husband doesn't like chickpeas. He doesn't like lentils. I have a terrible time.
Oh, dear.
But I did mix up myself some red pepper hummus. I like that. So.
Oh, I do, too. Yeah, I like that a lot.
The one I use is just is out of that Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease book, and it's really good.
I brought that one with me, and I brought the 10 Challenge to try some other things that are both packed deep.
Is that Esselstyn's book you're talking about, Juanita?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I still haven't read that, so hopefully I've got that in a new gardening book that I wanting to incorporate and start on to be ready for spring planting. I want to try the Chinese method of doing the raised beds without any rails, and he explained why no actual boundaries, just the mounded 3 foot wide bed. His are 3 feet wide at the top, 4 feet at the bottom, so they got sloped sides. Can be reached from both sides, and no wood or any kind of rail dividers because they attract bugs, and 1 foot paths in between. So his are 25 feet long. Our rows are closer to 50 feet long, but I would like to divide them with a path through the center also. And he's given all the reasons why. We don't, of course, like space. We don't utilize land space either. And the Chinese do on a much smaller footprint. But then he gives all the other reasons why doing it, not only for the productivity, but for the health of the vegetables and the amount of moisture that they need, and, you know, all of that. And, of course, they would be built over a period of time height-wise also because of the compost and mulch that's added to them on an annual basis. But basically, they get to the point where they're weed-free, very, very little effort on the weeding, and definitely never tilling them, hand-cultivated. And he had quite a spread in his backyard, and it happened to be right in Portland, so everything that's done is, you know, adapted to our conditions and growing, which I really like. It was an old, old book. And when I first started looking for it, it's just a paperback, about a quarter of an inch thick. And when I started looking for it, the price tag on it was like $50, $60, $70 on a used book, and I go, oh, I'll never buy this one. And I went in the other day, and it was, they had one for $16, and then it jumped to $39, I think, on the next copy, and I quickly grabbed it. And I said, I'll splurge and do $16 for a used one that I really want. I had the opportunity to go through it. And the pictures that alone are absolutely outstanding. And there is a second value in it for me. All the pages have the Chinese characters, or the word or words are using very simply done. And since I've got a 11-year-old granddaughter that's taken a Chinese immersion course, and a father that is already doing terrace gardening, that's Vance, of course, I thought, this would be of, I know, interest to McKenna, and as close as they'll follow along with what she's doing in school, it would be absolutely great. I I'm getting a call, so maybe that's time I better say goodbye here and pick it up, because it's the only phone we've got with us that's working. So I'm going to sign off real quickly.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for all your input.
Thanks,
Have a great day. Bye.